This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Charlie Kaufman has written some of the most imaginative and oddest screenplays to come out of Hollywood in the last decade, being John Malkovich, Adaptation, and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Now he is directing films, too. His new movie is called Synecdoche, New York. It's about a stage director who turns his whole life and the lives of everybody around him into one vast piece of never-ending theater. Philip Seymour Hoffman plays the director, and Diane Wiest plays an actress whom he's auditioning.
How are you at cleaning?
Very, very good at it.
Because this part requires a lot of it. You'd be playing a cleaning lady?
I played Ega, the cleaning lady, and Hedda Gabler at the roundabout.
Great, okay.
And Mrs. Dobson in Scrub-a-Dub at the Pantages.
You're weirdly close to what I visualized for this character.
Glad to be weirdly close.
I met up with Charlie Kaufman on a bench in Washington Square Park in Manhattan at the dog run.
This guy's crazy.
Yeah.
The little one.
The little one is crazy.
I thought it would be a good idea to come here because there would be people engaged in life in a very focused way, mm-hmm. i.e. having their dogs run around, which certainly this new movie of yours is about.
Dogs running around?
No, people engaged in their life, or at least playing the role at this moment.
The people, though, are less engaged than the dogs. People are all just reading papers and talking on phones and texting, and some of them are being interviewed. One of them is being interviewed. I've been taking yoga classes lately, and I really like my yoga teacher, and she starts each session talking about something philosophic, and she was saying, like, I woke up this morning, and I thought, oh, I'm still me, and I don't know. That really struck me. I mean, I've wanted not to be me, but never woke up and was sort of surprised to find out that I am still me.
Are you a fairly acutely self-conscious human being, do you think?
Sometimes. I mean, I don't know. It's weird. I'm doing this with you now, and this particular type of thing seems easier to me than it used to.
This film is set in a version of New York?
Yes.
What feelings about the city did you bring to the creation of the version of New York in this movie?
You know, when I was in college, I used to ride the F train to Brooklyn, where it goes above ground, and I used to look out over kind of Brooklyn, and I've always had this idea that I like to imagine the things are a set, and then I built it, and I love the idea of, like, going to a play and seeing a fake living room, and the little details, like, you know, that there's fingerprints around the light switch that someone painted on there. I don't know. I love it. And so, in a way, that inspired the idea of building this as a set. And doing that to New York, it looks like a set to me. So it just sort of feels right.
And takes that kind of godlike sense of being an author of anything to its sort of next level.
I don't know. The godlike thing, I don't know. I'm not really into godlike things. I don't believe in...
You're a movie director. You are the god of this film.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm also a person who doesn't believe in writing anything from any objective point of view. And I take that into directing as well. You know, I mean, everything I write is from inside somebody's head because that's the only experience that I think anybody can have.
Which is exactly what people say movies can't do. That's what prose fiction can do. Movies can't do inside people's heads.
Yeah, well, I've always done it, and I've often done it with voiceover, and in this case I wanted to do it without voiceover, and I was trying to figure out a way to do it, and you know, I thought this is kind of why it's taken on this dreamlike thing, is I wanted to take the interior world of this character and externalize it and make this world exist as a representation of his psyche, which is, you know, what happens in your dreams.
I don't have a resume or a picture. I've never worked as an actor.
Good. Tell me why you're here.
Well, I've been following you for 20 years. So I knew about this audition because I follow you. And I've learned everything about you by following you. So hire me. And you'll see who you truly are.
Whoa!
We got a dog right here on the bench.
Right in my lap.
The main character in this movie, played by Philip Seymour Hoffman, is a director. Obviously, you're a director. He's a hypochondriac. Are you a hypochondriac?
I guess so. I don't like to call myself things. I don't know why, but it's sort of...
I understand.
But I worry about health issues. I do have problems emotionally and psychologically. I have problems with worrying about my health, yes.
Is that because you're able to imagine all of the horrible things as an imaginative person?
I think, you know, I have a good imagination, and I think that's combined with a kind of a worrying nature. And so that probably is not a good combination.
I've been thinking a lot about dying lately.
You're going to be fine, sweetie.
I appreciate that, Claire. But
you are, you poor thing.
You know, regardless of how this particular thing works itself out, I will be dying, and so will you.
Is this character, Caden, like you in other ways?
Well, he's like me in every way in the sense that I wrote him. And, you know, the things that he's thinking about are things that I wanted to think about during the writing of the script. But he's not me. But, I mean, I think I feel like I could say that about almost any character that I've written, and I'm not sure how you get away from that or if you want to get away from that.
We're all hurtling towards death. Yet here we are for the moment, alive. Each of us knowing we're going to die. Each of us secretly believing we won't.
It's brilliant. It's everything.
I kind of see, like, his interest in theater. It can be literal, but it's also kind of metaphoric. And there is something about how we create the world that we live in. You know, we are these subjective creatures. We do make determinations and cast people and decide who they are and interact with them. I don't think the world is really a story. I don't think if you were to sort of step out of a human existence and study this thing, I don't think it would look like what we think it looks like. And I think we do that.
We impose order on
everything. We impose order on everything, and we impose a very human order on it. And the whole, you know, I think trying to understand people is a self-defense thing, you know, to anticipate what that person is going to do to you. You have to kind of create who that person is. You have to project ideas onto them. And so I think that's sort of what Caden's doing to me is representative of what we all do, what we all have to do. And I find it kind of fascinating.
He has a, on the one hand, noble and also slightly comical idea of this unbelievably ambitious, expansive magnum opus that he's pursuing. Did you share that with this film? Is this, my God, this is the movie I've always wanted to make?
Every movie I write is the movie I always wanted to make, and that's the truth. That's where I am at that point. But I did read something several years ago that everything you know should be in everything you write, and I tried to do that. I don't think it's possible to do it, and I think in that way every piece of art is a synecdoche, you know? It's a representation of an aspect of something that's too immense to reproduce.
Well, it's interesting. I've read reviews in its early screenings saying, the most hilarious movie I've ever seen. I know that some people's reactions are going to be, this is the most depressing few hours I've ever spent. And to my mind, both are true.
Yeah, and then there's a third thing, which is I think that something can be sad and the opposite of depressing. Because if
yes.
You connect to it and you feel like there's another human being in the world who's expressing something that you feel, and it doesn't matter if it's sad or happy, if it feels honest, it makes me so alive feeling and so happy and so connected in ways that I never feel to other people. And that's why I want to do something that's honest to me so that there's an opportunity for that to happen with at least some people, you know?
Perfectly said.
Thank you.
Charlie Kaufman, thank you.
It was a pleasure.
You can see our short film starring Charlie Kaufman and me and a whole lot of dogs at studio360.org. Synecdoche, New York is out this weekend.